Downey. This is a heated rivalry fanfic. The author is anonymous. Please note that the story has a mature rating. Author's summary. Ilya blames it on Shane, only because it is objectively Shane's fault. The thing is that Shane likes systems, schedules, processes, and Ilya couldn't care less, except that Shane has ruined that too. And he never had any intention of admitting it. It was his dirty secret that Shane never needed to know about at all. And if he connected the desperation of Ilya's want every Sunday, after the dryer dinged and he dumped laundry into a hamper to then fold on their bed, and if Ilya would slink into the room and situate himself against the headboard or on the floor against their dresser and just watch, well, objectively, very often, Ilya liked to watch Shane. Or, Ilya Rozanov has a laundry kink, and he's not proud of it. Ilya blames it on Shane, only because it is objectively Shane's fault. The thing is that Shane likes systems, schedules, processes, and Ilya couldn't care less except that Shane has ruined that, too. And he never had any intention of admitting it. It was his dirty secret that Shane never needed to know about at all. And if he connected the desperation of Ilya's want every Sunday, after the dryer dinged and he dumped laundry into a hamper to then fold on their bed, and if Ilya would slink into the room and situate himself against the headboard or on the floor against their dresser and just watch, well, objectively, very often, Ilya liked to watch Shane. "You always do this," Shane says one day, though after Ilya has made it through 3 loads of carefully sorted laundry by color that Shane has folded, hung, and arranged into its designated drawers. After Ilya has made his lower lip bleed from biting back lewd remarks that would expose this thing of his. And when finally Shane set the hamper back in its designated spot in the corner of the room, and Ilya could wait no longer, taking from Shane's body without asking, just the way Shane has expressed he likes. Fucking Shane into the mattress relentlessly, so he dirties the fresh sheets and leaves them sticky. "You always do this right when I have finished laundry, and then I have to do more." Ilya pants at Shane's side and groans despite himself, throwing a forearm over his eyes, valiantly fighting away the image. It's unsustainable, entirely. Boring Shane, who has had them venture into sexual exploits that Ilya had only heard of on corners of internet that he wasn't proud of finding, and exciting experienced bad boy womanizer Ilya, who has a fucking laundry fetish. He thinks, knows, it started that very first day, the night after the CCM commercial shoot, when he had laid out naked on a hotel room bed and told Shane that he wanted to see him naked. And it wasn't a new sentiment, nor one that would dampen at all in the coming years. Rather, the desire to see Shane naked would become mind-numbing at best and debilitating in his baser moments. But that day, Shane had so carefully removed his clothes, nervous and so brave, and instead of letting them drop to the floor, as Ilya had, he folded them. And it had been funny at the time, funny enough that Ilya had laughed at it and wondered if perfect Shane Hollander was always this strict and intentional. The second time Shane would fold his clothes for Ilya wouldn't be for another 4 years, and he hadn't thought much about it up until the moment it happened again. Shane took off his white shirt and folded it carefully in half and then in half again, his pants into a careful square. He had kept looking at Ilya, like he was unsure if he was doing what he was supposed to be doing. But Ilya had been enthralled with every piece of skin that had been exposed. And it had been in Moscow that summer, miserable and counting down the days to return to Boston, that he had gotten hard looking at the folded clothes in his suitcase. Shane stalks into the Centaur's locker room with Ilya on his heels, carrying a hoodie slung over his forearm. Ilya had caused Shane some strife that morning, but it hadn't been intentional. And it was Shane's fault, really. Most things were. Ilya was innocent.
What crawled up his ass?
Wyatt asks, once Shane retreats out with his gear on. Ilya can barely process it, still staring at the hoodie folded up in Shane's stall.
Me, most days,
he says. He knows that Shane is averse to a sex tape, and he understands by, but he wonders if he could convince Shane to film himself doing this. He'd have to do it in a way that doesn't expose his secret, and he doesn't know how that would go across.
Shane, please film yourself folding laundry and send to me, for research purposes.
It would be so hot.
You don't even have to be naked.
Shane could wear some of Ilya's clothes and then fold those too. And Ilya could watch the videos over and over and over if they ever had to be apart.
I walked into that,
Wyatt sighs, and Ilya can't even fathom what he's referring to. But seriously, what's up with Hollander? Ilya hums and leans down to lace up his skates.
He got new cloth napkins, spent all morning folding them, is why we were late.
Wyatt blinks at him and then shakes his head.
I don't want to know. Whatever freaky shit you get up to is your business. Is unfortunate, yes.
He would wash and dry the napkins for Shane. He would make sure they were on the sanitize cycle. And if Shane was still averse to allowing the cloth back into the kitchen after Ilya had accidentally fucked Shane right over the neat pile of them, then he would buy new ones and all would be well. He looked back on the 2014 till 2016 seasons fondly, up until it went to shit, and even then he couldn't be too angry about it, as even Rose Landry had resulted in what he has now. But it was in those 2 years where Ilya had fucked Shane so infrequently that he could count using only his fingers that he had realized what was going on. On more frantic days, especially the first ones after a summer apart, Shane would throw caution to the wind and allow his clothes to fall to the ground in a heap. He would crawl up Ilya and entice Ilya to do very bad things to him. But the other times, when the summer edge had been taken off and it was a few weeks or even sometimes a few months between meetings, Shane allowed himself to take a bit more time. Ilya would be panting on the bed, practically begging for it, blood pooling in his dick, and Shane would be folding his pants and setting them on this hotel sofa. There had been once, on the last meetup before the summer of 2015, that Shane had scrunched up his face at the pile Ilya had made and leaned down, bare ass naked, and picked up Ilya's shirt. God, Ilya had been so fucked. So fucked. Shane had folded it into a perfect department store square and set it next to his own, that time on his dresser in Montreal. And Ilya had thrown his head back and groaned. He was so fucked because their little piles of clothes looked so nice next to each other, and Shane looked so nice folding his clothes for him. He had wondered, even as Shane crawled up his body, kissing and licking as Ilya clawed his way back into his own head, what their clothes would look like in a drawer next to each other, or mixed together in a basket in the corner of a room, tumbled together in a dryer. He hadn't lasted long. In fact, he had finished so embarrassingly quick that Shane had sat back and looked down at Ilya's dick, like it was defective, before looking back up at Ilya with a raised brow.
Something you want to share? Shane had said,
Nope.
Absolutely not. Shane is still salty about the napkins and does refuse to allow them back into the kitchen. So Ilya tucks tail and buys him a new set, presenting them pre-folded. It doesn't matter though, because laundry is a weekly occurrence. Every Sunday morning, in fact. It's something about living together that makes it worse, and it isn't sustainable, truly. Shane doesn't like his help with the laundry, and Ilya can't handle helping anyway. So he starts taking morning runs while Shane does chores. He has it all under control. Everything is fine. And then Una Hollander, in true Una Hollander fashion, calls Shane with an offer.
What is Downy?
Ilya asks, while he cooks and Shane watches on from the bar. It's a detergent brand. I guess they want to do a commercial about, like, sweaty hockey gear, you know. Of course, Downy laundry detergent. Because Ilya is living in a personal fucking hell created by his neurotic husband and his own sick fantasies. He thinks that if he has to risk seeing Shane on TVs, in public, or worse, at Una and David's while they have movie nights and watch hockey games, he will keel over, combust, implode, something drastic. If he has to watch those vanilla commercials but now of Shane gently folding his jersey and rubbing it on his skin to show how soft it is, he will not survive. That is for his eyes in their bedroom, not for the fucking voyeurs of public television. Absolutely not.
You cannot,
he says, and immediately winces when Shane lifts a brow. Oh, why is that?
I said, I am controlling husband, and I say no.
Shane hums with a smile. Can't keep me locked in my tower forever.
Yes, I can.
So your line is laundry detergent? You're fine with Calvin Klein ad I did last year, but now Downy?
Is correct. Yes. Not allowed.
Shane shakes his head and laughs. We're going to have to unpack that. You know?
Nothing to unpack. I make rules. You follow. Old news.
Shane smirks and stands, rounding the bar and coming to stand in front of Ilya, wedging himself between him and the counter. Suck my dick, Shane whispers. And Ilya, well, he...
You don't like kitchen sex.
Yes, well, you're being very weird, so this time I do.
And fuck,
what is Ilya supposed to do but get on his fucking knees? The first time he had really put a name to the feeling was that first time he went to the cottage. It was the longest he had ever spent with Shane and the first time, naturally, that he had ever seen the man work a washing machine and do the droll process of folding laundry. And it had been easy to cover up then, with all the newness and novelty that that secret trip had afforded them. It had been easy to bend Shane over and fuck him over the still running dryer after he had switched the second load and begun folding the mix of their clothes. And even then, Dick and Shane... And Shane crying out below him, he knew that he couldn't let that manifest any further. What an absurd idea, being turned on by, what, chores? No, stupid. And then after they had been discovered, after he was lucky enough to meet Una and David and be welcomed into the family, they spent a few quiet evenings at their house. And Shane, God, it must have been a family ritual that had Ilya going into fucking heat. Yuna had a hockey game going, and she brought out a hamper of clothes and sat in front of where Shane sat on the couch. And mindlessly, as if it was purely a reaction, he had begun to fold. She had nodded in approval, and Ilya was fucked. Grade A, capital F, fucked. It's the closest they ever got to fucking in Yuna's house, and to this day he regrets letting it get as far as it did. He had been so scared that trip of fucking anything up, and yet when Shane came poking around the bathroom to check on him after he had gone too long, he had tugged him in and shoved him into the bathroom counter, grinding up against him and mooning into his neck. His detergent smelled like the beach, like just a hint of fragrance and clean. It made Ilya lightheaded.
"We need to leave,"
he had growled into Shane's ear, pulling back to look in his wide, shocked eyes.
"What? Why?"
"Because if we don't, I'm going to fuck you in this bathroom and neither of us want that."
Shane had blinked, flushed and looked away, pushing Ilya away with a hand to his chest.
"I'll go tell them we're leaving."
"Good boy,"
Ilya had said, reaching out to grab Shane's ass before he could fully escape. Shane invites Ilya to the Downey shoot, but Ilya thinks that they would end up with a very different set of footage if they allowed him within 100 feet of the set, so he stays home in Ottawa as Shane flies out. Shane, thankfully, doesn't take offense as they are allowed to do their own things, and Ilya makes up a stupid lie about working with Harris on his newest campaign. And from the New York hotel the night following the shoot, where Shane prepares to leave in the early morning, he FaceTimes Ilya as he packs his suitcase. Ilya lounges in bed and watches intently as Shane folds his two shirts, two sets of pants, and wraps his dirty socks together in an orderly fashion. He goes to zip up the bag that he will have to unzip in the morning to switch out his sleep sweats for airport clothes, and Ilya is hard. It's so stupid. It's so fucking stupid.
"Wait, Shane,"
he says, interrupting whatever Shane had been saying, but it can't have been important.
"Was that my shirt you had?"
It wasn't. He had two nice button-ups and a cotton polo for the airport, but Shane furrows his brows nonetheless.
No. "No, it was. I saw it. Show me."
"No, Ilya, really. I don't have anything of yours, just..." And Ilya sighs in relief when Shane plucks one of the shirts out of the bag and holds it up so the perfect folds fall away. Ilya snakes a hand down to his dick and strokes harshly.
"The other one. Other one. I know."
"Ilya..." Shane frowns. "What does it matter? I wear your stuff all the time."
"Just fuck. Show me,"
he says. The problem is that Shane knows what Ilya looks like when he's turned on. When he's touching himself. Wanting. Pining. Waiting. Hungry for his husband.
"Ilya,"
Shane says carefully.
"Shane,"
Ilya stills his hand and sets his face. Why are you?
"I have sexy husband wearing no shirt. Is not crime?"
Shane licks his lips and reaches out for the phone, allowing the shirt to fall back in the back.
"Wait," Ilya says. "Wait, you should pack your bag up. Save time in morning."
Shane looks at him in disbelief. "You want me to fold my clothes and pack my bag while you jack off instead of, oh, I don't know, joining you?"
"Being prepared is sexy. Think about how organized your bag will be, Shane. You love organization.
Shane scowls and picks up the shirt. You're being very weird again. But he folds it in his careful way, and Ilya moans loud enough that Shane freezes, looking between the camera and his own hands. He's working something out, Ilya can tell, and he cannot even be embarrassed when Shane accidentally drops part of the shirt out of the fold and shakes it open again to start over. He uses his chin to pin the shirt to his chest, hugging the arms in before tucking the sides perfectly to the center line. Fuck, Ilya says. Fuck, Shane. And Shane shakes his head, rolls his eyes, and puts the shirt in the bag. You're unbelievable. It was last year that Shane brought it up, and they had only done it twice. And Ilya cannot help but think that the tabloids would be clutching their pearls if they knew just how wide the disparity was between the Hollander brand of fetish and the Rozanov one. Because Ilya's kinks, he learned, were fairly vanilla compared to his husband, which he never would have expected, at least not in the beginning. Over the years, as he had gotten brief tastes, his opinion had changed. But still, last year, Shane had been reading a hockey book in bed, and Ilya was scrolling Twitter, and Shane had been a bit tense for weeks, in the way he would get when he was working himself up to ask for something he was unsure about, something that he would tell Ilya, it's okay if you say no, it was just an idea, and Ilya would inevitably be both blown away and terrified of his perfect husband's fucked up freaky mind. Like when Shane had tied himself into knots for a week and a half before telling Ilya, while he had a mouthful of pastry, that he would like it if Ilya could fuck him without asking sometimes. And before Ilya could choke the bread down, he had continued, like, obviously not anywhere, because that is illegal, but like, I think it would be hot if I was just, like, doing paperwork or reading or something, and you showed up and fucked me, no questions, just taking. And he had bit his lip and his eyes had fluttered, and Ilya had to gulp at his water to keep from inhaling the bread. So Ilya had known that something was coming, and he had waited in patient anticipation for something mind-boggling to leave Shane's lips casually, as if he hadn't been thinking about it endlessly. Have you ever thought about fucking me in my sleep? Shane had said, eyes never leaving the stupid hockey book. So really, the laundry thing wasn't that bad. Really, it wasn't. Shane gets home in the early afternoon from the airport, and Ilya has cleaned the entire kitchen and living room and set out candles so it smells pretty and inviting. And he hasn't done any laundry in a week, because he knows that Shane will fuss over his travel clothes and do Ilya's while he's at it. And if he fucks Shane by the front door, it's only because he had missed him terribly, and because Shane is so pretty and beautiful and hot and sexy, and Ilya is so gone for him, it's criminal. Shane allows him days before he brings it up. He waits until laundry day, Sunday, like clockwork, and Ilya is about to get his sneakers on for his run when Shane calls him back into the bedroom. What is it? He asks from the doorway, and Shane is already elbow deep in the first clean basket. I just thought you could stay, talk to me. I'll make all clothes dirty again. I was going on my run. Shane nods vaguely and plucks out a pair of Ilya's jeans, shaking them out by the waistband. It's Pavlovian. It wasn't his choice. Shane fucking trained him on scraps of attention for years that was always punctuated by this, And so it's his fault.
You don't want to stay? Sheen says quietly, looking up at Ilya from under his lashes. You don't wanna watch?
Fuck.
The end.
So this is part one of the series titled My 30 Days of Anon HR Freak Shit. As soon as I read this story, I just knew I had to record it. And I'm extremely grateful to the author for granting me permission and making this possible. If you do get a chance, please do check out the other parts. And yes, don't forget to leave some kudos and comments.
Thank you for listening. Hope you have a lovely day or night, wherever you are.